New Jersey is the first U.S. state in more than four decades to outlaw capital punishment. Governor John Corzine signed the ban on Monday.
I think it is the winning side because it is moral in my heart and my soul, and that's why I feel the way I do.
The new measure spares the lives of eight men on New Jersey's death row, including Jesse Temendiquas, a sex offender who murdered 7-year-old Megan Kanka in 1994. That case helped lead to Megan's Law, requiring law enforcement agencies to notify the public about convicted sex offenders living in their communities. Megan's father, Richard Kanka, voiced his outrage to New Jersey lawmakers.
She was suffocated. She was raped post-mortem. Her body was dumped in a park. Now, if that does not constitute gross and heinous, I don't understand what you people are thinking about.
Capital punishment opponents are praising the state's decision. Among them, Sister Helen Prejean, the author of Dead Man Walking, a book about her experience with a death row inmate.
The word will travel around the globe that there is a state in the United States of America that was the first to show that life is stronger than death, that love is greater than hatred.
Lethal injections have come under increased scrutiny in the United States since recent executions in Florida and California took up to 30 minutes to kill the condemned inmates. The U.S. Supreme Court is reviewing the constitutionality of such executions and is expected to issue a ruling in the next few months. Robert Raphael, VOA News.